BBC World Service presents News Desk. Michael Ashby with the World News. With agreement still not reached at the Rhodesia conference, Britain is pressing ahead with its settlement plans. But it says the door is still open to the Patriotic Front. The Saudi Arabians say the Grand Mosque in Mecca has now been completely cleared of gunmen. The Thai authorities have sent tanks to a border area where two Kampuchean forces have been involved in fighting. Several people appeared to have been killed when panic broke out at a rock concert in the United States.
BBC World Service. The news. Read by Michael Ashby. The United Nations General Assembly has strongly opposed South Africa's request for a loan by the International Monetary Fund. Arab countries at the United Nations have abandoned their move to have Israel suspended from the Assembly. A general strike in Ecuador has led to widespread violence. In the elections for a Northern Ireland Assembly, Provisional Sinn Féin, the political wing of the Provisional IRA, has scored some unexpected successes. The Polish Minister of Culture and Art has said that artists, writers and actors who were interned under martial law regulations have been released. Speaking on Polish television, the minister said he'd asked for their release when he assumed office earlier this month. And now to end the news, here are the main points again. The United Nations General Assembly has expressed overwhelming opposition to the granting of a $1,000 million loan to South Africa by the International Monetary Fund. African countries said it would bolster up apartheid. Arab states at the United Nations have dropped their attempt to have Israel suspended from the General Assembly. And in Nairobi, a move to have Israel suspended from the International Telecommunications Union was defeated. In Ecuador, where a state of emergency is in effect, there have been clashes in several cities during a general strike called against government austerity measures. In the Northern Ireland Assembly elections, the political wing of the Provisional IRA has scored some unexpected successes. However, the main Protestant parties are certain to have a big majority in the new assembly. And that's the end of the news from London.